The Happening. The poetics of a subtle breeze inflicting a massacre. All right, here we have The Happening. It is an adventure, thriller, horror, maybe apocalyptic. Was written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. We have Mark Wahlberg, Zoe Deschanel, John Leguizamo starring, got some other people as well. Came out in 2008. It is a movie that I've seen a couple times, and I enjoy it, and I'm going to tell you why. There will be spoilers. I feel like I can't really give a full summary or entice you to see it. I'm going to try my best to entice you to see it without spoilers, obviously. I hate spoilers, but I can't talk about it fully and completely without giving spoilers. Whereas sometimes I can tell you what I really love about a movie without telling you spoilers or the ending. But in this case, I can't. So there will be spoilers eventually, but I will let you know. So it is creepy, a little hokey, fresh, taboo, visceral, scientific. Basically, to give you a summary, there is an event happening, and it is fatal. People are dying, and nobody knows why. There are some theories, but they can't figure it out. They don't know the cause of it. People are trying to scramble and just save their lives, and other people are trying to solve the problem. Some people are trying to do both. We have a high school science teacher and a high school math teacher. They're friends. There is a little bit of, it's not like they're going to save the day and be the heroes type of thing, unlikely heroes type of movie. But there is a little bit of their brains and their background and them working through, trying to figure things out. But basically, I don't know how much I can tell you without spoiling anything, is that we have an event that is happening, and people are running for their lives. They don't know what's going. They don't know where they're running to is the best place. They don't know what they're running from, other than death. That death is befalling people on a massive scale, and they don't know why. I will tell you that I usually don't watch trailers. I don't go out of my way to watch trailers. That a lot of times, a little blurb on Netflix or the pictures, the title, who's starring in it, who's directed or written it, those things will entice me, and I'll try to look up the bare minimum as possible to see if I want to see it. And when this came out, I think that was the case as well. I don't think I saw a trailer for this, but I might have. I just can't recall. But I did go back and look at the trailer for this. And it definitely was cut in a way that is very horror. But it's one of the things that on IMDb, it doesn't list it as a horror. It's just an adventure thriller. And I thought that was interesting. I would say it definitely fits the horror genre. And especially if you're wanting something a little different. It's really, I'm trying to think of ways that I can give you a summary of the movie without giving you spoilers, and it's just that there's this thing that's happening and people are dying and it's scary and people don't know what's going on, and so you're just along for the ride. And the trailer doesn't give you a lot of information either, so because I was trying to model, well, what does the trailer give you that I could talk about that won't be a spoiler, because they're not going to give you spoilers in the trailer. And there's really nothing else than what I've said. It's just very visceral and visual, obviously, in the trailer that I can't do for you here. So, I will tell you that there's a little bit, it's a little bit of a thinker, not a lot. Emotionally, what it did for me, I can't tell you all the details until I give you the spoilers. But there is a quote, the death of one is a tragedy, the death of millions is just a statistic. I don't remember if it was Stalin who said that, but I think so. It was brought to my attention through Marilyn Manson in a certain song that is off of Hollywood, but I can't remember the name of the fight song, maybe? Anyway, and I feel like this movie does portray some of that concept I think that, again, emotionally, you have to wrestle with that, and you're conscious and aware that you are in this story, and it is not something that is just happening to a family or a couple or one person. It is affecting masses of population, but we are seeing that through the lens of following a small group of people. And it does a really good job about making you care about society maybe as a whole and the planet, and also individual people. I mentioned that it was creepy. I can't really tell you all the reasons why right now, but they do a good job. They have an original score. The music is a big thing. It is a little hokey, I can tell you about that. So I did watch the extras, and in it, M. Night Shyamalan mentions that he wanted to create the best B-movie possible. I don't think it was ever marketed or presented that way. And I almost wish it was, because, or that he didn't try to make the best movie possible, that he just had the story and try to make it the best horror movie possible based on that story, and try to tell the story the best as possible, rather than saying, like, I want to make the best B-movie possible. Because the acting in it and some of the lines and writing is pretty hokey, and it makes sense if he's trying to make a B-movie, right? But I don't think it was marketed that way or meant to be that way fully enough. So it just comes off as bad writing and bad acting sometimes. I mentioned that it's fresh, and I can't tell you all the reasons why, but I feel like as far as horror movies go, this was, I wouldn't say genre-defying, but I just mean that at that time in my life, I just don't watch a lot of horror, this concept isn't something I really came into contact with. And I really enjoyed the way they did it. Again, I will get back to these in more detail in the spoiler section. Taboo, can't really talk about why it's taboo, but there's some concepts in here that I think people don't want to wrestle with. And again, it's not a huge think piece. It's not majorly conceptual, but it is a little bit, and that's part of the reason I like it. It basically, a lot of the movies I like are dark and conceptual. And this has some of those things. It is very visceral. They definitely got their R rating, and I think they earned it without being cheap. Basically, it has some gory parts, but it is meant to tell the story. I don't think they got gratuitous with it, but you feel things based off of what they show you, based off of the sound, based off of those things. It is definitely not a slasher movie, but there are some gory parts that are just the realness of what is happening. And I think that for something that does have this more conceptual stuff going on, it's cool that we also have, like, holy smokes, like, it, there's this push and pull and this back and forth that play together very nicely of these very visceral death moments. And that's a thing that horror movies often talk about, is like, oh man, the deaths, like, that was a really cool death. And in this movie, there's some really interesting deaths, I would say, that are just visually stunning and also conceptually just icky, that make it good. Target audience. Again, I'll go back to my emotions and stuff too when I get on the spoilers, but I think that if you're okay with gore, but it's not a slasher film, there's nothing fantastical. I'll give that away. So it's not like, if you say, like, oh, I don't want to be involved with, like, exorcism-style movies, don't worry about it. It's not like, oh, aliens and monsters. It's not that kind of thing. But I can't tell you what it is. But it's nothing fantastical that's in here. It is a bit of a thinker, but it is very easy to follow. I find that they feed you the stuff on a silver platter. You kind of know what's going on. You don't necessarily, or you're not able to necessarily predict every move in advance, but there's no crazy, shocking, amazingly blow your mind twists either. But it's good. It is solid. I would say that it is made for more entertainment than it is for any other type of function. However, again, there are some conceptual things that we will get into. I think that it presents the question of the butterfly effect a bit, and that is interesting. which is why I mentioned at the very beginning the poetics of a subtle breeze inflicting a massacre, which, again, they'll be clear in the spoiler section if you get there, but if not, go watch it and then come back to this. Where would I place it on the shelf? I would say mid-high. And I would do that because it's not conceptual enough. It doesn't lean into that hard enough. And it has this bit of a B-movie kind of poor acting lines hokiness to it that I wish it didn't have. I wish it just was better writing, better acted. And I'm not saying that the actors were the problem. I'm saying that maybe the direction of how the acting was supposed to go was the issue. Because I have faith in those actors, definitely. It is a little too hokey, but it does a good job of what I think a horror movie should do, which is that it should stick. It should stick with you, and that you're a little scared after the fact. That you go on with your day, and then something happens. Basically, like a good song is relatable to you. I think a good horror movie, or any piece of art or film or whatever, but I mean, with specifically with horror movies, what I find that make them great or good or whatever, is that they stick with me. That later on in my week, something happens and I'm like, oh man, like, whoa. I forgot about the movie, but then that came back for a second because this thing, because there's events that happen on a daily basis that you would interact with that recall you back to the film. And I think that is what makes really great horror movies, and that is something that is in here. I'm going to get into the spoilers now. This is Jazz Hands spoiler time. Okay, so one of the words I left out when describing the movie at the beginning that I wanted to say was that it's environmental. And I realized I couldn't explain that until we got here. Again, I'm having this feeling, and it's something that I need to work on as someone who reviews stuff, of like, how can I make this really enticing in the summary section of this before I get into spoilers? And with this movie, I just didn't know how. Which means I needed to spend more time on it. And I just need to reinforce that to myself to spend more time on those things, because it is just not, it's just not enough. How else do I sell it to you? But I'm beyond that point now, and I'm just talking as I'm thinking about it, that I need to do a better job of that. So basically, I'll have to go back to all those sections that I skipped over, but I need to tell you first. So what is the happening? The happening is, at least the way I interpret it, because I don't think it's that ambiguous of an ending, is that the Mother Nature, the Earth, the planet, whatever you want to call it, and the environment has considered the human race a threat and is producing toxins that it then communicates and forces out into the air when it feels extra threatened by human existence, when there are too many humans in one spot, but also maybe the type of energy that humans are giving off. And it is forcing people, it is messing with chemicals in our brains that make our self-preservation kind of go the opposite way, and then you kill yourself. And that concept is a lot, it's pretty loaded. We've got this environmental aspect that I think is pretty fresh. And then you've got this taboo aspect of just suicide in general. And thinking about how those two things play together, I think is really unique. Of how it's not like, oh yeah, the toxins get in there and you just drop dead. No, it makes you kill yourself, which is this extra creepy twist. See, and now I can get excited about it. Now that I can say enough, I can get excited about it. But I just found it really hard to get excited about it without telling you this, because I just really want to talk about this. Those two things, they're very separate, and when they combine, they're just really, really cool. Emotionally, it just did this thing for me, because you've got this notion of suicide in there, and you're invested in the characters, but beyond the characters, you've just got the human race in general, and then you're thinking, like, well, when, yeah, we are the problem. We are a cancer. We are, you know, we are a problem for Earth, and that we are destroying it and whatever, and all these things we know to be true environmentally, and our footprint and all this stuff, and that human nature has found a way to make us kill ourselves so that it can thrive again if we are wiped out. And I just think that's a really interesting concept, but also I don't feel like this is fantastical. Do I think this could happen? Probably not, because it probably would have already happened. But I just think that that as a notion is really interesting. And it freaks me out a bit, because for a while when I like see a breeze and the trees kind of like blowing a certain way, I'm like, oh, the happening, oh, like that's what I think of. And that just sticking with me is that thing that I'm like, man, that you interact the wind in nature on a daily basis pretty much, especially in Lethbridge. But I mean, it's just this thing of like, man, like you interact with the environment, not just your environment, but like nature on a frequent enough basis that I feel this is creepy enough. It's real enough that it is creepy that it keeps coming back and can stick with you. And that, I think, is just what makes a great horror movie. What do I need to go back to here that I couldn't talk about before? I guess back into the importance and function. I think mostly it serves as good entertainment, but it does bring up this environmental aspect. It does bring up this question of what are we doing to the planet? What can we do better? I don't feel like it's very heavy-handed. That's just my personal belief. But then you have the butterfly effect thing in there too, of just like what we have been doing to the planet, and now things are coming back to us in this way, is really interesting. I think that's it. It's just I needed to get that spoiler out. But like, those are really interesting concepts to me. I think they're presented in a very fresh way. Again, it's a little too B-movie for me. It's a little too hokey. If it was too serious, then it would come off. Like, here's the thing. If you're going to be hokey, you need to really lean into that. Those B-movies, it's really interesting because sometimes you get those old 70s movies and stuff, and they weren't trying to be funny, but they're so bad because they're so over the top and acted too seriously and not natural enough, they come off hokey and horrible and hacky, but they didn't mean to. And then you've got the ones that are trying on purpose, that are almost parodying those over-the-top movies by going even more over-the-top, and they are successful in doing that, and that's its own genre. But this just isn't hokey enough. I wish it was just more serious. I wish it was just played more natural, more serious, and that the writing / direction for the acting was a bit different in that we weren't having some of these hokey moments. One of them that I guess I wish it wasn't trying to inject as much humor. M. Night Shyamalan talks about how he has these actors in there that are so light to try to play off the balance of, like, we've got this really dark thing happening, we need some lightness. And I get that, and I understand that, and it works, and it makes sense, and I have no criticism of that. I'll highlight one moment that's interesting and funny, but I just wish there wasn't that type of funny. You need some levity, you need contrast, but the way that he does it sometimes just didn't work for me. Having those characters be the levity and contrast was enough. Having, you know, Mark Wahlberg's character not really want to take anything seriously, but trying to figure things out at the same time and trying to come up with the answers, but trying to just alleviate his own anxiety by just not being super serious, that is real, and I get it and I feel it. But then there's times where it doesn't make sense. And here's the one thing I'll point out, one scene. So they're knocking on a door, there's five of them, and I guess the other thing is mob mentality really freaks me out. So that's another thing. Oh man, there's so many cool deaths. I'll have to talk about those in a second too. But there's five of them. They're trying to get some food, and they arrive to like what looks like an abandoned farmhouse. And then two of the party of five start behaving erratically. And we don't know if it's mob mentality and them just being like aggressive and upset that people are actually inside the house but refusing to help them, or if it's because the happening has gotten them and is changing their mental state. But at one point, Mark Wahlberg's character is trying to talk to the people inside the house and convince them that they're fine. The air is fine. They're fine. Nothing bad is happening. They're not affected. And he starts singing this song. I don't know the song, but he starts singing the song about Mississippi and something. whatever. And he's singing this song and being like, see, we're fine. And I was like, that's funny, but it took me out of the moment. And I'm like, it's just funny that you singing this song randomly to people, something you would never do, is your way of letting them know that you're fine and everyone's normal and okay. Like, it was a funny moment, but I just felt like it took me out of the movie. Yet I was like, that's not a way that it just seemed out of character in a way too, that like, he's a scientist. He understands even the human condition enough by things we've seen that he should be able to gauge this isn't the way that you would alert someone to your healthy mental state, that this would actually do the opposite. Anyway, some of the cool deaths that I really liked. The initial, construction workers just, plummeting, throwing themselves off the building. Like, that point of view and having them just falling slowly towards you. Whoa, that, caught me in the gut. When you've got all the cars at a standstill and then you realize the cop has shot himself and then someone gets out and they use the gun and someone else gets out and they use the gun, and just that really got to me, of just that you know what's happening, that they're getting out of their vehicles one by one, they're gravitating to this weapon to kill themselves. Another one was the lawnmower. It was holy smokes, of using those different things in the environment around you to kill yourself, was bananas. Yeah. Anyway, The Happening, I thought that it was a great concept. It just wasn't brilliantly executed. Could have done a little better with trying to find the vibe, I guess, and really executing it. And I felt like it was a little too in between, and thus it is not top shelf for me, but it's mid to high on my shelf. I think it did a great job of being a horror movie, even though maybe it wasn't. I think that trailer marketed as too much of a horror movie. If you go and look at it, the music and the cut and whatever, and I was like, okay, settle down. I think you should have leaned into more of the slow build and stuff. But I think in some ways, it's such a good concept. It might be hard. It's hard for me to explain without actually. Maybe he had the same problem that I did, the studio had the same difficulty I did in trying to present the movie without giving the spoiler away as to why it's so great. However, that's their job, and it is my job as a reviewer, I guess, as someone who likes to review things and talk about them. But I struggled with it, and that's all I have to say. It's great, and I think that's part of why it's hard to sell in a way, because it doesn't fit into a mold specifically. The Happening.